David's Daily Digital dollop 217. I'm a bit dishevelled at the moment. My brain is rather addled. We eventually got back for 6 o'clock yesterday evening. After 24 hours of travelling, because of the whole fiasco with the accordion and the guitar. Because of the whole fiasco with the accordion, that held us up quite a bit. And then because of that, we didn't get away. We were sort of delayed by about 2 hours, and we didn't get away as quickly as we thought we were going to, which meant that we ended up hitting rush hour traffic and being stuck in an hour's worth of traffic jams. That delayed us even more, so we didn't get back until 6 o'clock. And I was so tired, having not slept for 36 hours. Trying to write yesterday's dollop, I was just falling asleep at the computer. I just kept drifting off at the computer. So I eventually managed to get asleep at midnight. So, all right, finally, I'm going to sleep absolutely brilliantly tonight because I've not slept for 36 hours. And then I woke up, went to the toilet, checked the time. It was 4 o'clock and I just could not get back to sleep. I just lay awake, my head buzzing. I tried, but I couldn't get back to sleep. And eventually at 8 o'clock, I just gave up and got out of bed and started the day. I've been working on the Young'uns in the Mix stuff, which is the thing that we are doing at Folk East Festival, where folk music and pop music collide. We'll be mixing folk music and pop music together, and we'll be doing that at the Folk East Festival on the 20th of August, on the Saturday, if you can make it, in Suffolk. Just Google Folk East. And we'll be releasing it as part of the Young'uns podcast as well. So I've been busy doing that, and now it's coming up to 10 o'clock. I still haven't done the dollop, and I'm getting very tired. I've been tired and slovenly all day. 4 hours sleep in the last 50 hours, essentially, I think. And I need to get some sleep because we're up early tomorrow. We've had our day off. It's been 3 weeks in Canada. We got back yesterday evening and we're back on the road again to play at Sidmouth and Wickham this weekend. Yes, it's a barrel of laughs this dollop today, isn't it? It's just like me. I'm in the kitchen doing the dishes. I like to think that some people might be enjoying this. It's like an ASMR thing, which we've talked about on previous dollops, where people enjoy feeling as if they're having a sensory experience due to sounds and being talked to. And so it doesn't have to be funny. Maybe this could just be sort of an ASMR dollop around the kitchen for people who enjoy the idea of just putting on their headphones and find it very relaxing to hear the sound of someone putting the dishes away while just talking a lot of nonsense at them, basically. You know, and someone might stumble across it. It might be a bit of a niche. Someone looking for, oh, I tell you what I'd really like to hear. Creatively deprived, tired, jet-lagged blogger putting dishes away in kitchen. And someone stumbles across this, and this might be the perfect. While you're listening to this, then this is rubbish. This is the worst one you've ever done, David. You know, there are some people, well, maybe just one person, but there's someone out there, I think, listening to this now, really enjoying it. This is brilliant. I mean, the only way this could get better is if he started washing the dishes as well. Well, it's your lucky day, my friend, because I am. That's right, I'm about to wash the dishes as well. But anyway, if anyone is coming to see us at Sidmouth and Wickham, and you've booked tickets especially for the reason of hearing me play the accordion, I apologise, but that is not going to happen, because we still have not been reunited with the accordion. It is still, for all intents and purposes, lost. It could be anywhere, still between Canada and Britain. Well, they might put it on the completely the wrong plane. It might be in Australia or something. I have no idea. I was just going to talk all the way over this, but I think people, the ASMR listeners, will appreciate this. The sound of me squirting some washing up liquid. A bit empty, unfortunately. I don't think there's any washing up liquid really left in that. Oh, bit of drama there. You see, it's getting exciting now, isn't it? Ran out of washing up liquid. Well, not quite ran out of washing up liquid. We just had enough for that one wash. But we will have run out for the next time. There you go, a bit of extra drama there that I wasn't expecting. So that's the great thing about these stream of consciousness dollops and just talking. Things like that, unexpected little gems like that happen. You know, it's just, it's going along all sedate, not really going anywhere. And then, oh, damn, we've run out of washing up liquid. Oh, no, we haven't. We've just got enough. Just things like that, moments like that. But don't worry, just because we haven't got the accordion and the guitar, it doesn't mean we're short on material. We've got loads of things that we can do instead. Michael will do his special burlesque dance routine for you. And Sean has apparently got a rather interesting puppetry routine. Although, be warned, you might want to leave the children at home. But anyway, the only other thing I've done today, other than brood about not sleeping and doing Young'uns in the Mix stuff, is I went to the shop. I know a lot of people might be thinking, oh, here we go, another anecdote about Sainsbury's coming up. No, Morrison's, my friend. Because I think it's important to keep the blogs fresh. It's important to not be run-of-the-mill, not to be humdrum, not to be set in my ways. You know, you think, oh, here we go, another Sainsbury's anecdote. Well, it'll be all very well and good, and you'd enjoy that, but we've got to push the boundaries back. We've got to scale new heights. We've got to evolve, keep progressing. So I went to Morrison's, and I was with Ben, my housemate, and Ben chose to use the self-service checkout. And I think the concept of self-service checkout is a bit of a paradoxical one, really, because you never get to serve yourself. You always have to get assistance. So I'm doing me a bit of observational comedy now, everybody. You know, self-service checkouts. Self-service checkouts, don't get me started. They're called self-service, but you never get to bloody serve yourself, because every bloody time you get, please wait for assistance. Please wait for bloody assistance. They're called self-service checkouts. Why would I want to bloody wait for assistance for? If I wanted assistance, I'd have gone to a bloody normal checkout, wouldn't I? Not self-service. The clue's in the bloody name. Self-service. But I can't serve myself, can I? Because you always say, please wait for assistance. Please. I can keep this going for half an hour. I reckon in certain circles, people will be lapping this up now. Not you, because you're more discerning, but I'm that's my commercial setup sorted. If the folk music ever runs dry and I stop making me millions, we'd manage to get the first two items to be recognised absolutely fine. But then the moment came. Now, normally, when I've shopped at Sainsbury's or Tesco, the one that people recognise the most, the one that people call, is unexpected item in the bagging area. But not this machine. This machine said surprising item. I mean, firstly, I thought the word surprising was a little bit odd, because it's a machine. And it said it like it was surprised as well. Surprising item in the bagging area. Surprising item. I think surprising is a bit too much of an emotive word for a machine. It's quite subjective. Unexpected is less emotive. No, it's a machine. It's been programmed with to recognise certain things. For whatever reason, you've scanned something, it hasn't recognised it. Unexpected. It wasn't expecting to see this. But surprising is a little bit more of a emotive, subjective word. Oh, bloody hell. I tell you. Oh, bloody hell. Oh, a bit more drama, ladies and gentlemen. A bit more drama. For some reason, the dirty pan, Ben has filled it with water, presumably to rinse it out, because it had mashed potato in it, so presumably it was to stop the mashed potato sticking. But then he hasn't poured the water out. And I only have one bit of washing up liquid. As you know, you'll remember that from earlier, people. But what about this surprising item, David? We'll come to that. There's so many things to look forward to. Just try and stay with us here. Try and stay with me. I know there's a lot of drama going on. So what I tried to do is I didn't want to have to tip the water out of the bowl, the washing up bowl, because then I'd run out of washing up liquid. So I needed to try and tip the pan, the water from the pan, the cold water, out down the back of the sink. But unfortunately, it wasn't to be. It was too heavy and my wrist shook. There wasn't enough of a gap between the bowl and the sink. And I ended up pouring some of it over the floor. Some of it's gone into the water, so now the water's really dirty. I've soaked my foot. I mean, I know what you're thinking. It all happened so fast, David. We didn't get a chance to really... Well, should we do a bit of an action replay? Do you think we can hear that again? I'll do it in slow motion, so now you can hear how it sounded and you can understand it a little bit better here. So here is an action replay in slow motion. I lift up the pan. I'm trying to make a decision of where to pour it. I realise there's no gap at the back. I realise there's no gap at the front. I try and move the bowl. But as I move the bowl, my hand shakes because the pan is so heavy. Bang! That's the sound of it sloshing in the bowl there. Dirtying the water, mashed potato and water in the sink. No washing up liquid left. What am I going to do? And then, to add further insult to injury, this bit here. Oh, pour it all over my foot.
Bloody hell.
Soaking the floor and tarnishing the water. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. A bit more drama there than I wasn't expecting. And that's the beauty of doing these audio dollops, is because when you're writing it, things like that just can't happen. Now my sock is absolutely soaking. Anyway, so you might be wondering what the surprising item was. Well, of course you are. We might be wondering. So the surprising item was a carton of milk, which I really don't think is particularly surprising. I mean, it's not as if I'd presented it with like a antique washing mangle or something, then that, yeah, fair enough. So probably this is a carton of milk. I'm not sure why the first thing that came into my head was antique washing mangle. I was just trying to think of a random thing. For some reason, antique washing mangle was the thing that came into my head. If there are any psychologists listening to this, what does an antique washing mangle represent? Any ideas? Anyway, it was a carton of milk, and then it said, please wait for assistance. And it wasn't just us. Everyone around us who was using in these self-service checkouts, all I could hear was it saying surprising item and please wait for assistance. About six self-service checkouts just shouting please wait for assistance, and all the members of staff were going around just swiping it in manually, typing in a code or whatever, and then clearing off. I don't understand the economics of it. Is it really saving money? Because you always need someone to come and fix it. So surely in some ways it would just be easier just to have someone quickly scanning everything rather than having someone having to keep coming over to the machine, resetting it or putting in some kind of code or something like that. And that's that little story. Nothing really has happened to me today. Anyway, so I don't think I've got anything else to say. I might leave you with a cheeky bit of the Youngins in the Mix. Oh, steady on. Hang on, I'm going to leave you with a tiny amount. There you are. That's as much as you're getting for now. But we're mixing traditional folk music and pop music together at Folk East. So check out the podcast when it comes out at the end of August or the beginning of September. Or come and see us at Folk East. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.